The course that we're undertaking is called Change, and this week we're going to be talking about growing through the transitions in life. Last year, if you were with us during that time, we did long formal talks, about 20 minutes long. That's not part of, at least not the way I plan to run this particular class today. And everybody's going to be doing it differently, but we're going to be following the format of the class material that's in the notebooks that we have here in this room. I'm also speaking for the benefit of people that are going to be listening online. And what we're going to be doing is exploring ourselves and how we have created our lives through our thinking, through our making choices. And it's kind of an exciting topic because we're going to be working on a timeline of our lives as one of the exercises. And I was really excited to see that we would be doing this because I did this a few years ago as a practitioner student back at the Celebration Center of Religious Science. And we had to do a timeline for ourselves and the major decision points in our life, and kind of then we took a look at what that decision meant or what the opposite would have been if we had selected that. For instance, a choice I made getting out of high school was to go to college, and the opposite choice could have been to go work in a store and sell tires or something. And so we get a chance to look at where we have made deliberate decisions, and we have, and our life has unfolded accordingly. And I think this is our sixth year now as a study group. And we keep talking over and over again about how the thoughts that we have transform our lives. And today will be, because our material is focused at a general audience, this is not, you don't have to be a religious scientist to take these courses. We could offer it to the general public if we wished. This is kind of at a basic level, so you don't find as much of the metaphysical teaching as you might in the normal classes or study group meetings that we've had. So, I'm losing my train of thought. This particular week, talking about the creativity of our thoughts and the decision points in our life, to me is relevant. In some ways, I do that for a living. I work for the Navy as a project manager, and I have just started a multi-year project that is going to require that we change our business processes. And change management is a discipline that's referred to in the government and sometimes in industry. And so our job is to change the way people think and act at work. The way we, you know, conduct business, write contracts, allocate money, process people through the personnel system. All of these things are in a continual state flux in the government, and so we have formal processes to deal with people's reactions to those changes, and that's what the discipline they call change management. And perhaps cynically, I really believe that organizations that don't go through change tend to stagnate. And so I've noticed at work that when things get a little dull, we reorganize. And everybody has to go through, you know, and rethink what they do. So that's what we're going to be doing today, is looking at change in our lives and how we've reacted to that, and how it's all done with the aim towards understanding our role in our ability to navigate life as it is. So now, we're going to step back a second. And here in this quiet time, we allow our bodies to relax and our mind to focus on being here now. Let your thoughts drift across the events of the day and release each one of them to its proper place in the past. Allow yourselves to welcome the interaction in the activities of this time together, and let everything else be at rest until later.